From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. The hostage crisis at a gas plant in the Sahara Desert is over. Algerian officials say troops stormed the facility today. They say at least 32 militants and 23 captives died. The nationalities of the workers killed have not been released. NPR's Philip Reeves reports British Defense Secretary Philip Hammond wants more information.
News the siege is over was first announced by Algeria's state news agency. It said Algerian forces launched a final assault. Hammond gave no casualty numbers, but said Britain was in close contact with Algerian government officials who said the operation has ended.
The latest information that we have is that the hostage situation has now been brought to an end by a further assault by Algerian forces, which has resulted in further loss of life.
Hammond said he was pressing the Algerians for more details.
The loss of life as a result of these attacks is appalling and unacceptable. And we must be clear that it is the terrorists that bear sole responsibility for it.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.
Law enforcement officials are expecting smaller crowds for Monday's inauguration of President Obama than 4 years ago. But NPR's Brian Naylor reports security will still be tight.
There are barricades along the inaugural parade route and miles of temporary fencing along Washington streets in preparation for the inaugural activities. The Coast Guard will be patrolling the Potomac River, and the FAA has imposed tighter than normal flight restrictions around the capital city. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano.
Protecting an event this large, complex, with this many different venues, with this number of people coming, requires a lot of coordination and a lot of organization.
Law enforcement officials have set up a security command post in the Washington suburbs. Some 1.8 million attended President Obama's first inauguration. Less than half of that are expected this time. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
Before his first inaugural, the president had started the National Day of Service on the Saturday before Martin Luther King Day. It's designed to honor the memory of the slain civil rights leader by having people donate their time to the community. Today, the president and his family helped fix up an elementary school in Washington. He noted that some volunteers had an easier time than others.
The very young people did some really good work, and some of the older folks like me who it hurt getting our knees kind of bending down a little bit, we were able to manage also. And somehow Michelle looked stylish the whole time she was doing it.
The president said he hopes the National Day of Service will be a tradition for future presidents. Meanwhile, others are attending rallies today in support of their right to own guns. Hundreds of activists are gathering in state capitals to protest any effort to impose stricter gun controls. This is NPR News from Washington. West African leaders are holding a crisis summit today to discuss how best to coordinate the international military effort to dislodge Islamist militants from Mali. NPR's Afebi Quist-Acton reports that regional troops have begun deploying in a bid to reclaim occupied northern Mali.
West African heads of state are gathering in Ivory Coast for the first high-level meeting since the French military intervention in Mali last week. France's decisive move came after Islamist fighters advanced south from their strongholds in the north. West Africa had a UN mandate to send in a regional force to try to end the partition of Mali. That strategy, planned for later this year, was overtaken by events. French troops backing the beleaguered Malian army will continue to play a leading role. Regional leaders must agree on the rapid deployment of West African troops to assist in the effort to drive out the well-armed and mobile jihadi fighters. But Mali's anxious neighbors are asking, push them where? Ofebia Quistalton, NPR News, Bamako.
The U.S. is now about halfway through the flu season, and officials say it's shaping up to be worse than average. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, more older people are being hospitalized with the flu. CDC Director Dr. Tom Friedan says there's still time to avoid it. Get a flu shot.
Although the flu vaccine is far from perfect, it's by far the best tool we have to prevent influenza. You can still protect yourself through vaccination, particularly for folks out west. You probably have most of the flu season still to come.
Widespread flu is reported in all 50 states except Tennessee and Hawaii. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR.